CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome our special guest, His Excellency Dr. Mohammed bin Abdul Karim Al Issa. He is the Secretary General of the Muslim World League based in Mecca, an NGO. Dr. Al Issa, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show. And my first is to reflect upon your visit, I learned, to Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland in 2019, before the pandemic. What did you see that day? What did you learn? What are your memories? Good evening to you.
First of all, I'm delighted for hosting me and having me with you today. Second of all, my visit to that horrific place, the Auschwitz camps, was as the head of a delegation of a very high level delegation. But this delegation consists of Islamic countries with very senior scholars from Muslim countries.
ذهبنا هناك ولنقول للعالم بأننا رأينا تفاصيل تلك الأحداث المروعة ولنقول للعالم أنها بإذن الله لن تتكرر.
We went there to see the details of the horrendous crimes that happened there and to convey our experience that we had there to the Islamic world and tell the Islamic world, the world that this will never happen again.
ولنعبر عن الشعور الإسلامي حول تلك الجريمة الإرهابية المروعة.
And to express the Islamic sentiments for this terrorist act that took place at that camp.
فنحن في العالم الإسلامي قلنا من خلال هذه الزيارة بأنه حدث هنا في أوشفيتس جريمة مروعة جدا هزت الضمير الإنساني.
Through this visit, we were capable of conveying to the Islamic world that here took a crime that shook the human conscience. A horrendous crime took place here.
وشعرت على وجه الخصوص بأن مهما قرأنا ومهما اطلعنا ومهما سمعنا فإن الأمر يختلف تماما عما لو زرنا أوشفيتس وقد زرناها.
And I felt like whatever I've read and listened about the crimes that took place there, it was not like going there and experiencing firsthand and seeing the horrendous crimes that took place in that place.
وطبعا من كان حاضرا في ذلك الوقت في تلك الجريمة يختلف عمن زارها في موقعها بعد ذلك.
And of course, it cannot be described with those who witnessed the crimes first time when they took place, then it will be even more profound than what we have experienced just going there.
لقد تأثرنا كثيرا نحن والوفد الإسلامي المرافق لنا.
We were profoundly affected, both impacted by this visit, me and the Islamic delegation that was with me there.
وقلنا للجميع never again.
And we say to everyone that never again.
Malcolm?
Sheikh Alisa, my friend, and it's an honor and pleasure to know you and that our audience understands you are the probably the foremost Muslim leader, and you've taken these courageous stands, not just in Auschwitz, but globally. And one of the things that you did was organize 1,200 leading Islamic scholars who unanimously adopted the Charter of Mecca, which you co-authored. What does this declaration mean for Muslims around the world and their friends who suffered from extremism? And how do you connect the condemnation of anti-Semitism with a better future for Muslims, Jews, Christians, and everyone?
مجدًا لإبراز الفكر الإسلامي نحو عدد من القضايا المعاصرة.
Yes, the Charter of Mecca is very important in highlighting a number of issues and how the Muslim world feels about these issues.
هذه الوثيقة هي أعظم وثيقة في التاريخ الإسلامي بعد وثيقة المدينة.
This is the greatest Islamic document after the Charter of Medina.
هذه أمضاها أكثر من 1200 مفتي وعالم.
As you have said, 1200 Islamic scholars and muftis have backed and signed this charter.
ما حصل هذا الاجتماع في التاريخ الإسلامي.
Never in the history of Islamic history such an event took place.
وهذه الوثيقة تحدثت عن أمور مهمة جدا.
And this charter touched upon a very important and talked about very important issues.
تحدثت عن حوار وتفاهم وتعاون وتحالف الحضارات في مقابل نظريات صدام وصراع الحضارات.
It talked about the dialogue, the cooperation, and the alliance between different civilizations in face of the theories of clash of civilizations.
وتحدثت بهذا بكل وضوح.
And it was very clear and articulate in expressing these views.
وتحدثت عن التنوع الطبيعي بين الناس على هذه الأرض.
And it talked about that the diversity is a very natural thing to have in this world that we live in.
وأن هذا التنوع لا يعني الصدام والصراع.
And this diversity should not lead to conflict and clash.
بل يعني التفاهم والحوار والتعاون.
It should lead to, of course, cooperation and dialogue between everyone.
وتحدثت الوثيقة عن الكراهية وكيف يجب علينا نحن كعلماء في العالم الإسلامي نجتمع في أقدس مكان في العالم الإسلامي وهو مكة المكرمة كيف لنا أن نحارب هذا الداء العالمي.
And it also talked about hatred and how we as Muslim scholars be congregated in the holiest site for the Muslim world in the holy city of Mecca and talk about combating hatred against everyone.
وعندما نتحدث عن الكراهية نعني كل معاني الكراهية.
And when we say hatred, we mean all forms of hatred.
بما في ذلك معاداة السامية.
This of course includes anti-Semitism.
والإسلاموفوبيا.
And also Islamophobia as well.
ولذلك نحن نعمل حاليا على تدريب الأئمة حول العالم بطلب من بعض الحكومات على نصوص الوثيقة.
That's why we are now working on training the imams all over the world on the values of the Charter of Mecca. This is happening on the request of some of the governments around the world.
ومن المهم أيضا أن أضيف بأن الدول الإسلامية في اجتماع وزراء الخارجية لهم أقروا هذه الوثيقة.
And it's very important for me to add that the foreign ministers of Islamic countries in their meeting have acknowledged this Charter of Mecca and its values.
فأصبحت معترف بها لدى الدول الإسلامية.
So now it became recognized in all Islamic countries.
بشكل رسمي.
In a very formal way.
وطلب وزراء الخارجية بالإجماع.
And there was a consensus among the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Islamic countries.
أن يستفاد منها في الدول الإسلامية.
To take advantage and benefit from the Charter of Mecca.
في التعليم.
In the education in Islamic countries.
والثقافة.
And culture.
والمؤسسات الدينية.
And the Islamic institutions.
فهي معترف بها على المستوى الشعبي.
So it is recognized by the people of Islamic countries.
وعلى المستوى العلماء العالم الإسلامي.
And also on the level of the scholars of Islamic countries.
وعلى مستوى الدول سياسيا.
And also politically on the level of the states.
On a political level. Yes.
We thank His Excellency Dr. Mohammed bin Abdul Karim Al Issa, who is the Secretary General of the Muslim World League based in Mecca, an NGO speaking of the Charter of Mecca, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.